As you can probably guess, running Christian Aid is the most enormous privilege. And you can also probably imagine it's quite a big responsibility, given our vision of a world without poverty and our teams in 40 countries. Just in the last week, we've had a second earthquake in Nepal and an attempted coup in Burundi. And with relief work going on in Nepal and longer-term development work in Burundi, there's been a fair bit to do. So it's hugely helpful to know that all of us in Christian Aid are being prayed for around the country during Christian Aid Week in this, our 70th anniversary year. And if you've been one of those praying, thank you so much. What a privilege it is to eavesdrop, as we do in the gospel reading today, on the prayers of Jesus himself, interceding for his disciples in the final hours before his crucifixion. Here he anticipates the struggles they will face after his ascension from earth, knowing how tough it will be to abide in his love, to choose to live for the sake of the gospel. He prays for their protection from the evils of the world as they are sent out into it to bear witness to the truth and fruit that will last. I don't know about you, but when I see what is happening around us today, both in far-flung places and much closer to home, the evils of the world seem all too apparent. 1.4 billion people are still living in extreme poverty on less than $1.25 a day, when so many people have so much. I ask myself, is this the kind of world I want? Extreme weather events, typhoons, droughts, and floods are becoming more commonplace as the effects of climate change begin to take their toll on the world's poorest people, as I saw for myself when I went to the Philippines earlier in the year. I ask myself, is this the kind of world you want? Conflict, often driven by extremist views, is encouraging desperate measures as men, women, and children take to tiny boats in the Mediterranean in an often futile or even fatal attempt to secure a better life. Is this the kind of world we want? Let me introduce you to two women who know the wickedness of the world. Their names are Adi and Loco. These are women who are physically strong, hugely courageous, beautiful in every way. I would like to ask you to watch a 5-minute film sometime this week about these two amazing women. You can find it on the Christian Aid website. It's called Loco's Burden, Loco, spelt L-O-K-O. Like so many of the world's people living in extreme poverty, Loco is especially poor because she is a woman. In her southern Ethiopian community, women are not seen as being as valuable as men. She told us that when a boy child is born, there is music and feasting and celebration. When a girl child is born, there is at best no reaction at all. Nothing. Or worse, there is commiseration. You'll see if you watch our little film that Loco can carry the most enormous load. To earn money, she walks 8 hours a day to collect a back-breaking bundle of firewood 4 days a week, and she usually raises about £4 a week in total. These are her words. It is very difficult to collect firewood and sell it, My feet really hurt. When I get back with the firewood, it's late. I get up early the next morning to take it to market to sell it. Sometimes no one buys it. Then I have to come home without anything for my family. In a normal day, we'll eat once. I feed my children first. I feel very hungry on days when I don't eat. You feel you can't stand, you can't sit. If you don't eat for a second day, you can't even speak. My hope for the future rests in God. I pray that my children will have good, successful lives. I'm sure God will never let my children face the hard life that I am facing now. This is my hope in God. And let me introduce you to Addie. She is a 46-year-old widow with 8 children, and hers is a tale of transformation. She was identified by the same community to be one of the first beneficiaries of a Christian Aid project with our partner, Hundi. Addie was given the chance to go to market to choose herself a cow. She told us she chose one in good condition with nice teeth. These are her words. The day I received my cow, I felt like a conquering hero returning from war. Lots of people walked back with me and welcomed me, blessed my good fortune. We were given training on livestock management. I get a lot of profit from selling milk and butter. Starting from the day we got the cow, our life is now improved. Your life is totally different when you have livestock. I have equal status. When I got my cow, I was called Gutu by the community. It means complete. I heard only a few days ago that thanks to Christian Aid supporters, Loco now has her own cow too. Addie and Loco are women who have overcome humiliation and injustice, found a rightful power, and are making life better for their families and their communities. But it doesn't stop with Addie and Loco. Everywhere I travel for Christian Aid, I find that poverty has a woman's face. Women do 2/3 of the world's work hours, but earn only 10% of the world's income and own only 1% of the world's property. Only 22% of the world's parliamentarians are women. 1 in 3 women have suffered violence because they are female. 800 women and girls will die today through complications of pregnancy and childbirth, almost all of them in developing countries. In many countries, women have no inheritance rights. These inequities are not what God wants for women or for men. They diminish us all. That is why Christian Aid has decided to focus more strongly on improving the lives and life chances of women and girls. With all your fundraising this Christian Aid Week and all your generosity, we can do more for women like Addie and Loco, not just in Ethiopia, but right across the 40 countries in which we work. Do you sometimes feel like the brokenness of the world is too big to take on? That you have to leave it to someone else? I used to feel like that. But the great thing I now understand, having run Christian Aid these last 5 years, is that there is actually no need to feel overwhelmed. So many people believe what we believe, that the world really shouldn't be like this. And if we work together, stand together in faith, to say we stand for something different, something so beautiful, A world in which every person is valued for who they are, no matter their race, creed, colour, caste, gender, or anything else about them. What hope and light would we bring into the dark corners of our nations and our world? If you were here last week, you will remember Diana talking about the fact that we are all chosen, including you and all those we are astounded have been chosen, yes, even me, to go out into the world and bear fruit that will last. And we are no longer servants, we are friends. We are not alone. We walk with the risen Christ and we walk together. And together there is nothing that is beyond us because there is nothing that is beyond him. Christian Aid Week is a chance to raise funds for the world's poorest. It's a chance to make a proud and confident statement about the kind of world we want to live in. It's a chance to recommit to doing what we can to be bearers of hope and fruit that will last. To borrow the words of the psalmist, happy are those who do not follow the advice of the wicked. We are like trees planted by streams of water, which yield their fruit in its season, and our leaves do not wither. This is our task as followers of Jesus, to say we do not belong to the world just as he did not belong to the world. In the war against poverty, we are not neutral. We take sides. Ours is the truth that we are all loved, and love always wins. Thank you for all you do to support us in Christian Aid Week and throughout the year. It is a privilege to stand with you. Amen.